Chapter 1. The Field.
Get in a line, everyone! Let's pick 'em!
My brother Joe pointed and shouted. He tried to organize the group of noisy boys around him.
Let's move! The sun goes down in 2 hours!
Playing and winning on the field meant everything to us back then. Most of the neighborhood kids would find their way to the field every day. We'd play for hours. If enough kids showed up, we'd play real games. Some nights, we'd stay out until the sky was nearly black. The bright Arizona moon would be the only light shining down on us. The field was a strip of beat-up grass located right next to our apartment. Most of our free time was spent there, even though it was in such poor condition. The area was about one quarter the size of a football field, and it wasn't well cared for. Weeds poked through the grass and big rocks jutted out everywhere. I lived in the town of Tierra de Sueño, which in Spanish means dreamland. 5 of us shared a second-floor apartment located behind a tall wooden fence. That same fence acted as the left field foul line on the field. Hitting one over the fence counted as an automatic out. Balls hit there were rarely found. They always ended up buried deep in the bushes. I usually played center field, and I loved it. My heart would race when I'd catch a line drive in the webbing of my glove or chase down a fly ball. The pothole-filled outfield was a tough place to run. Twisted ankles and bloody knees were not uncommon. Still, it was a safer place to play than the infield. Out here, players could avoid one-hoppers and line drives. Not that I was scared of them. I would have played shortstop or first base in a second. I got stuck in center because of my age and because I was a girl. Only the older boys brought their gloves into the infield. Ground balls on the field bounced around like they were inside a pinball machine. While the brave ones lined up in the infield, only the best players lined up in right. This part of the field included a section of our street. This was the one spot where errors weren't tolerated. Right fielders on the field had to guard parked cars from flying baseballs. That job often included leaning your hip on a car's side door. A bad play from a right fielder could result in disaster. Cracked windshields and dented doors ended more than a few of our games. I was the youngest player, and the only female. Still, I never worried about getting left off a team. In terms of skills, I was right about in the middle of the pack. When captains chose teams, I was never picked last. My oldest brother, Jose, who we called Joe, organized most of the games. He would usually stick me on his team in center field anyway. I was a short and skinny 9-year-old girl, but I was athletic and tough. I had the cuts and bruises to prove it. Being the underdog made me fight twice as hard. On this particular day,
I wasn't even given the chance to compete. Home Run Derby was the game of the day.
Joe, my know-it-all brother, pushed me away. He stuck out his bony chest and raised his chin, his jet-black hair shining.
Sorry, Selena. Today is only for the big boys. Maybe tomorrow.
He turned to the crowd of boys.
Come on, guys. Line up and let's pick 'em.
I looked over at Carlos, my older brother. I was hoping he'd say something